the Writer's Almanac for Monday, May the 30th, 2016, Memorial Day, a day on which we honor those who died serving their country. First observance, 1868, Arlington National Cemetery, where members of both the Union and Confederate armies were buried. It's the birthday of the novelist Colm Tóibín, born in County Wexford in the village of Enniscorthy, southeast Ireland, 1955. When he was 17, he got a job working in a tavern in the Grand Hotel in Tramore, spent his days on the beach reading Hemingway, which stirred him to think about being a writer, gave him, as he said, the idea of prose as something glamorous, smart, and shaped, and the idea of character in fiction as something oddly mysterious, worthy of sympathy and admiration, but also elusive. Best known for his novel Brooklyn, came out in 2009, about a young Irish woman who emigrates to America in the 1950s. Colm Tóibín, who said, "I think novels are filled with the world. I mean, things in the world, such as money, such as domestic interiors." He wrote most of Brooklyn while he was living in California, and one day he emailed a friend who lived in Brooklyn in almost the exact same place as his main character, and asked his friend what he saw out the window. The friend responded, and Tóibín used those details in his novel. Colm Tóibín, who said he writes sitting in a hardback chair that is actually painful to sit on, writes longhand only on the right-hand side of the page, saving the left-hand side for notes and revisions. It's the birthday of the filmmaker Howard Hawks, born Goshen, Indiana, 1896, directed westerns, Red River, Rio Bravo, made the science fiction movie The Thing, gangster movie Scarface, screwball comedy His Girl Friday, the detective movie The Big Sleep. Howard Hawks, who almost always shot scenes at eye level because he said that's the way a person sees it. He never used camera tricks, and he rarely even moved the camera. When he was asked about his style as a filmmaker, he said, "I just aim at the actors." He was the one who discovered the actress Lauren Bacall, who was a model. She'd been on the cover of Harper's Bazaar. He said, "She was my kind of actress, slow, sardonic, insolent, leaning against something and sizing you up." Here's a poem for today by Barbara Tanner Angel, Having Children. A siren goes by, the scream cuts through me, even though my child is home. For a moment I think, where am I? In the middle of the night, a cry dreamed or heard, a wave washes over the body of my child. I have let her drown or fall. She has fallen from a high balcony, and I have let it happen. Negligence, I feel as if I'm plummeting. Oh, let this be a dream. I'll be better next time. I'll watch, I'll watch, I'll watch. Having Children, Barbara Tanner Angel, from her collection The Long Turn Toward Light, published by Cleveland State University Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.